In 2342, the FSI has been removed, and new dynamic radar capabilities have replaced it. You will see a new cross-section submenu in the radar menus that contains constant height CAPIs, vertical cross-sections, as well as a three-panel combo option. You can load products from the menus, or you can integrate them with new or existing procedures. If you combine all tilts, CAPI, or vertical cross-sections, just know that you need to use the new combo editor type and not the normal new editor for procedures to work properly. The CAPI and cross-section product loading is a bit different from GR2 Analyst and FSI, where you would load a cross-section and be able to toggle different radar products from a single tool. In Eclipse, you load each radar product as a separate layer. To analyze multiple products, you either stack products on top of each other and use the keypad to toggle them, or you load separate products into multiple panels using the broad selection of multi-panel layouts, available by right-clicking a CAVA editor and selecting Change Panel Layout. One of the keys to understanding CAPIs is that the time match basis is what enables the vertical interaction using the up and down keyboard arrows. If you load CAPI in one panel and have other radar products in another panel, as in the three-panel combo, you will need to change the CAPI to be the time match basis to enable the up and down arrows to control vertical interaction. To then switch back to the up-down arrows controlling all tilts, you will have to change the time match basis from the all tilts menu. For CAPI, the deep convection preset is the default, so if you want to change to shallow convection, you can right-click on the CAPI text legend to select it, or any other custom vertical interaction layers you define. The vertical cross-section uses the baselines tool to generate cross-sections. In the panel with baselines loaded, you can right-click on the desired vertex location successively to generate a new baseline A, which is the default for the vertical cross-section. When you do this, it gives you 7 seconds before it will generate the cross-section, and if you move the vertex a second time within 7 seconds, it will reset the timer. To change a baseline from A to B, or any letter, you can right-click on the cross-section panel, not the text legend, and select the baseline from the menu. That will change all cross-section panels in the bundle to the new letter. While the vertical cross-section was designed for mostly one baseline at a time, there is a way to set up a procedure to support two baselines at once. See the Procedures VLAB page from the Resources tab for more on that. One particular tip for creating vertical cross-sections with west as left and north as up is to set your two vertices from left to right and bottom to top. If you don't do this, your left and right points can be flipped. Virtual volume scans are a way to create a full volume scan of data on a current and complete volume scan using the upper radar tilt from the previous volume scan. Virtual volumes are off by default. You can turn them on using the Radar Display Controls tool. This can produce artifacts in fast-moving or heavily sheared storms, so this is mainly for advanced users.